roof. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you concerned about your health? Learn how to achieve wellness. Tune in to Naturally Speaking with the Institute of Natural Health every Sunday at 5 p.m. Find a better way to good health.
On this side of the law.
You messed up. See, we don't ever do that.
Oh, we don't.
We never come out. The world is the matter with you? Tell everybody your name. Tell them your name.
Ian.
Scott Dave. Sherman.
No, it's not Scott Sherman. We never do that.
Sweet Caroline.
We don't do that either.
No, we don't.
Yeah. See, what I normally do is I talk about one of our sponsors, and then we introduce him, and then we play the music. Well, what happened to you?
I don't know.
We were talking and kind of just
Here's the beautiful thing. Editing. Mm-hmm. Edit it out. And then I'll pretend the news just ended and the commercials just ended. Now give me some kind of bumper music.
Right.
Or something to... Okay, edit all that out till the end of the last commercial and pick it up here. All right, coming up, you'll be hearing the theme music for Scott Sherman's segment. This side of the law, that side of the law. But you're not going to hear that. We were ready. We were ready.
No, you don't hear that music.
You won't hear that. You won't hear it at all.
God gets introduced.
We're going to do that pretty soon. Before we do that, I'm going to take a moment. By the way, during the Playhouse, I have a state of the program address. You know, the State of the Union thing? I have state of the show. State of the large morning show in the afternoon. I would be here to hear this. It's very important. I rarely do this. State of the show address.
Should I be here for this?
I think you should. It's going to be important.
Okay.
I want to thank, and one of the things I'll do in that address is thank all of you who support the people who keep us on the air, the people you hear me speak for. They pay us. They pay the three of us, and thank you for that. We have a relatively new advertiser. In fact, they are new, and it's Calmer Memorial and American Cremation. This is a very difficult thing to figure out how to make sure Joe Calmer is happy enough that he stays with us. And the only way it's going to happen, and I don't quite know how to ask you folks to do this, because it involves coming to pick up a dead person. It's very hard to know how to phrase that so that it doesn't sound... dignified or like in any way we're making light. We're not. People pass away. Everybody passes. We're all going to pass away. But a lot of you are living with or know somebody in your family who's older. Maybe they're sick and they don't have much longer. What we're asking you to do is the same thing we ask you to do with all our advertisers is to call them. And if you're in Missouri, it's American Cremation. If you're in Illinois, it's Calmer Memorial Services. They're for the most part in the cremation business. They'll do a standard funeral if you want, but cremation is, it's the way, it's the will of the people the last few years, and it's becoming more and more that way. So it's not a situation where, you know, if you're in the market for a car or a Chevy, and lots of people are right now, I go, hey, end up to Johnny Landoff. I don't know out there who among all of you who are listening knows that in the very near future you're going to have to make a phone call. Because mom passed away, or dad, or grandma, or grandpa. And God forbid somebody much younger, but somebody's going to have to make a call. That person's going to have to be removed and taken and treated with dignity, and hopefully you will consider, if you haven't already, a cremation, because there's so much upside to that. In addition to the fact that it's just much less expensive, but you want it done right, and you want dignity. Affordability is fine, but you still want dignity, and that's what you'll get. And the best way to get you to understand how they do what they do and their whole philosophy is to go to one of the websites, and both Illinois and Missouri are linked on the Frank Opinion sponsor page, and listen to Joe Calmer. If you didn't hear him in the studio the other day, everything he says makes all the sense in the world. Unless for the handful of you who may be in some religion that goes, well, we don't acknowledge or recognize or condone cremation. Very few. Very few. So when that time comes, and it will, some sooner, some later, please, please consider calling Calmer Memorial. That's with a K, K-A-L-M-E-R, in Illinois. And this side of the river, it's American Cremation. Same family, same owners. They bought an existing business in Missouri. And say, my dad's passed away. Could you send somebody out? And they will. And it'll be done respectfully. And I think you will like everything about the way they deal with this horrible thing that has happened, this death in your family. Think about that business they're in. It's a difficult business because you're only dealing with people who are grieving. You're not dealing with people who are in the mood to tell jokes, or they're grieving. And many times they're arguing, and this is one of the things you can prevent by going ahead now and deciding and making sure everybody's on board. This is what we're going to do. We're going to call Calmer in Illinois, or American Cremation in Missouri. That's what we're going to do. We already know now that's what we're going to do. And then when you do, and as much as I hate to turn anything about this into a sales pitch, it is. So please, please, when you call, and we know you're grieving. If you can think to say, by the way, I'm AM and the PM, maybe just saying that will help you cheer up a little bit. I hope so. You go to frankopinion.com, you pull the menu down, and you click on sponsors. And you'll see Calmer. Well, what it says is in Illinois, click here. Missouri, click here. Do that. Just do that for me. Because I think you're going to like what you see, and you're going to realize that these big funeral homes, they got bills to pay. You're going to pay them. That's why they like it when you buy that real expensive casket and you sign up for all that other stuff you don't really need. Calmer doesn't have that overhead. They don't want it. You know what to do. FrankOpinion.com. Illinois, click. Missouri, click. Calmer Memorial, American Cremation. Good to hear that music again. I haven't heard it for a week.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law,
boom, boom, boom.
Who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see,
that was me really singing along with Johnny Cash. I'm actually on that recording. That's a rare copy that did not get released. Where I harmonized with Johnny Cash. True story. Time to talk Scott Sherman. He's in with some. He did some homework after I asked. What the heck? What happened? What was the skip?
I don't know.
Well, I think I know. I think the skip is the result of somebody's incompetence.
I'm just trying to help myself without hurting anybody else.
You need an attorney, Peon?
You need an attorney?
I'm going to work in this house
to appeal your termination.
Now, at will.
Now, first of all, let's welcome Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great.
Let me give you the phone numbers. You call, and then I'll just chat with him a little bit and find out what information he had about what I asked him last week. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS. Last week, I had a listener email me, said, ask Scott about this law that's on Nixon's desk to be signed about concealed weapons or open carry in Missouri. A lot of people, the impression a lot of people have is that if he signs it, you no longer need any kind of permit. You can carry a gun on you, in the open, concealed, whatever. I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, and I'm a gun guy. I don't think just everybody should walk around carrying a gun. They need to have some training, and they need to pass a test. So, Scott, is that true, in fact, that if he signs it, that'll be the case in Missouri?
No.
I didn't think it could
be. That's not the case.
I didn't think so.
But it's really an interesting proposal. It's on his desk as of yesterday, the 25th of May. Don't know if he's going to sign it or not. Not a political guy in that sense. Not that I don't care, but that's not the point. Point is to educate the audience so that they know the information.
So what is the bill?
Senate Bill 656, which passed both houses of the Missouri legislature and is now sitting on the governor's desk. If he signs it, it becomes a law. He can veto it, and it does not become a law, or he can pocket veto it, meaning he doesn't sign it, and he kind of takes the coward's way out, and then it does not become a law. They can override it later, but they may not have the
vote. In 1 minute, if he signs it, what does it mean that's different from what we have now?
Two things. One, there's a provision, it's a doctrine called the Castle Doctrine, or the Stand Your Ground Law, where, right. And it's a good thing.
Right,
man's home is his castle. Somebody comes in your house and can blow their brains out.
Or a woman's home. She can blow their brains out.
That's absolutely correct. And it also extends to the curtilage of your house, Frank. The curtilage is the part of your house that you mow. You don't mow your living room.
Right.
So if they come onto your property and it's really close, you can also use the Castle Doctrine. They expanded it in 2005 to your car, like a carjacking. We have heard that as recently as a couple days ago. And this bill proposes to extend it even further to places where a property owner has given you the right to be there, whether you're staying at a friend's house or coming into a store. So let's say you're invited into, I don't know, a sporting goods store, and somebody decides that they're going to hijack the place. I've seen this on TV before. And they're going to shoot up the place. Well, you would have the right under the Castle Doctrine to stop them. You already do have the right to use deadly force to protect yourself or others if you have a reasonable belief that they are in peril, life-threatening peril, or someone is committing a forcible felony. So you don't really need to extend it to certain places if someone is committing a forcible felony, robbery, burglary, arson, rape, murder, or if you think reasonably and you're reasonably right that that person you're trying to save or yourself is in danger.
Okay, so far I've heard nothing that's that different from what
not that now. Different. Now here you go. The CCW stuff has a bunch of different requirements in order to get this concealed carry permit. You can keep it on yourself or you can keep it anywhere in your vehicle. In order to do that, you have to pass a safety test with the guns. 8 hours, it's certified.
But you
turn
anyway
that in.
For concealed carry.
That's right. That's not new. None of these requirements that are proposed in 656 are new. The same application, the same requirements to get your CCW now that I think it lasts 5 years.
Right.
Before 2013, it was 3 years.
Right.
Here's what the change would be. Get ready. You can either apply for a lifetime CCW permit or a 10-year or 25-year extension. So, let's say
who would not go for the lifetime?
Anybody would go for the lifetime.
Well, yeah.
So, when you're up for renewal, now you have the choice. For $200 as opposed to $100, you can get a 10-year, assuming that you are otherwise qualified. Or you can buck up and go $250, an extra $50, and get a 25-year CCW.
Which I think is about all I need at this age.
Or how about this one? For $500, under the exact same requirements that you have under Missouri CCW, now under 571.101 and the rest of the CCW laws, this new proposal, which would become 571.111, you get a lifetime CCW license.
This is a money thing.
No. It's what it is. On the plus side is it's a way for people to, I don't know, you know, pay a little bit more and get something for a long time. But on the downside, it is, in my opinion, far too long a period of time.
Yeah, they should write something in there to make them every so often go back and test.
They
to
don't.
Make sure that they're okay.
And that's the problem.
No, I agree.
Because lifetime or even 25 years or even 10 years, because 5 feels about right.
Yeah.
And yeah, you could have a 100-year-old.
A guy 20 years from now could be a completely different lunatic maniac than he was when he got the license.
That's right. And in 10 years, even, people change significantly. Now, there are all types of provisions in the current CCW law that you can lose it. Getting arrested for a felony. Getting arrested for it. Or being adjudicated criminally or mentally ill. Orders of protection. But it seems to be that people go nuts way before the courts catch up to people going nuts.
Right.
And this seems like not enough oversight. You go in and get a 25-year license for the CCW.
I agree. I actually think, even though I don't want to do it, I get retesting for a driver's license at a certain age.
You retest for a driver's license. Think about doctors, nurses, lawyers. Any professional person has to go through every year continuing education. We do.
Pilot.
I think
you have to do regular recurrent training and qualification.
I think it's a ripoff every year to spend $300-$400 to do these ridiculous CLE classes that I have to do when I do hundreds
what
of hours.
What is a CLE class?
Continuing legal education or continuing medical education. I spend hundreds of dollars on stuff when I spend hundreds of hours re-upping myself. Right. And these things are ridiculous. You're just watching a movie or you're sitting in a boring seminar. It's a money grab.
Right.
This is so important that the people that have CCW, let's assume, and under the Second Amendment and under the Heller case and under the McDonald case, this is a fundamental constitutional right now. Forget about the politics. But there is a safety issue here, and I don't think there is enough oversight for safety to let people have something for 10 or 25 years or forever.
I think most people would agree.
I would hope so.
That's enough. Thank you.
That's it. That's your homework. 656. Thank you. There you go.
All right, I'm going to throw these numbers out only because we got a line or two open, and that's probably going to be the last time I do this. I would call now for you because we are going right to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS for most cell phone star KTRS. We start with Mary. Mary, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. I've got a desperate question about my daughter.
Okay.
She lives in Indiana. She got a ticket in Illinois. She was so angry she didn't pay it. She got a letter saying that now she had to pay $400 instead of $100 and something. She's hard to communicate with. I think she said that she paid the $120 and sent that thing in.
Okay.
What should...
Well, Illinois, they don't have a point system like Missouri does. Oh. So they'll give you one freebie before they do something to your license. And in Illinois, most of the time, if you haven't been in trouble, they'll put you on something called court supervision. That's
remember,
great.
She lives in Indiana.
But they can suspend your driver's license through the national license compact. If Illinois said you're suspended, Mary's daughter, for not showing up to court, not for not paying it, for not answering the charges, they could suspend her driving privilege in Illinois, and that could go and affect her Indiana license.
And I'm kind of confused. Mary, you said she paid $120, but she got a bill for $400.
Well, she got the original was $120 or something.
But apparently she didn't pay it in time, or they wouldn't bill her for $400.
She got a letter.
Guess what? $120 is not going to cut it.
For $400.
That's not
going
to cut it.
Did she hire a lawyer in Illinois?
No, she didn't do anything.
What county in Illinois? Is it on this side, or is it over by Indiana?
I am not sure.
How about this? Tell her to pick the county in Indiana that she's in. Go online, find a traffic lawyer or somebody that handles this kind of stuff. Call that person up and make sure this is adjudicated, i.e. fixed, finished, over, because she doesn't want to get the worst, which is, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah.
Go to jail. Now, they might not take her from Indiana and Illinois over a traffic ticket, but they'll take her to jail.
All right, can I step in and ask a question?
Absolutely.
She was given a time period to pay, and she didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
Now it's $400. My suggestion is to pay the $400. Now,
I told her.
How long does she have to pay the $400?
She has to a couple more weeks.
Well, guess what? I'd pay the $400 because by the time you dunce around with all this other stuff, attorneys and whatever, that's the price you pay for not paying it on time.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I gave her a check for $400. I don't think she sent.
Except one thing, Mr. Pinion.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that letter came from the court. And
it was a letter from like a lawyer kind of thing.
We do not want to give money to anyone that solicits you that is not from the circuit court. We want to talk to a clerk. We want to make sure that that's the amount who it's made out to. We want to send it overnight mail, and we want a receipt. We want it over with. Because if you send money to somebody who says you owe $400, not only is your $400 gone, but you might have the same problem that you had before you got that letter.
Yeah, he's right. I didn't know it came from an attorney. I thought it came from...
Well, it did sound... It sounded like an attorney for the court or something, but it was attorney.
If you can find a way to call the court in Indiana or Illinois, rather, and just ask them flat out, what can my daughter do to clean this up?
And they're usually very nice about these kinds of things. Call the clerk of that court in that county and talk to them, or have her do it. How old is she? Is she 16 years old?
I'm going to guess
she's grown up. She's
I'm going to guess she's 30.
Mentally, she's so annoyed with the ticket. She's
Well, guess what? How old is she? 30? 35? How old is she?
Yeah, she's 34.
Well, guess what? You shouldn't even be making this call.
I know.
She should be handling this herself, Mom. You got to stop babying her. She's an adult.
Or just take her to jail, and then she'll figure out that it was probably better to pick up the phone and call.
Seriously, I think you're wonderful. You're probably a wonderful person, but she's not a kid. And she's never going to learn if Mom writes a check and bails her out all the time.
Did she get the ticket speeding?
Yeah. First of all, a policeman told her, oh, you just stay under 15, you won't get a ticket. So she was doing 14 and got a ticket.
Okay. When they give you a summons, that's the end of the conversation with the police officer.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk to the court.
Yeah.
Don't, and you know what? Calm down. You're a wonderful lady.
No, you're all upset. And you know what? You offered your daughter $400. Your daughter's out of her cotton picking mind if she doesn't take that money and pay that thing. Yeah. What's the matter with her?
Yeah.
No, really. You got to toughen up a little bit and say, hey, honey, you're 30, whatever. I'm giving you, this is the last time I'm doing this, but here's the $400. Pay the thing off and move on.
But the fact of the matter is she was doing over the speed limit. And, yeah. And even if just any cop says, well, if you're doing 15 or under, then we're not probably not going to write you a ticket.
That's not true, by the way. No, I don't know any cop that runs a radar. And if you're 12 over, they'll stop you.
Oh, yeah. If you're 10 over, they can stop you.
Does your daughter have large breasts? Does she?
No.
I was going to ask, you see, if you've opened her blouse, she could have gotten out of all of this. But maybe that wouldn't have worked. The cleavage thing usually works. You're crying. Can you make yourself cry?
That's why I'm not a cop. I'd never write a ticket to a woman.
I wouldn't either. If I walked up to a woman, she starts crying and go, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I'll go back to my car.
I'm going
to
rip this up right in front of you.
Exactly. Good luck, but toughen up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Mary. Good. She was all upset.
She is upset.
Wow. I think that's fantastic when somebody's there for you, but sometimes it doesn't help. She'll never learn. Ron, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Ron.
I've got about the same thing this other woman had. It's traffic. I've got a daughter that's, like her, is irresponsible and has letter license. She lives in Florida. She used to live in Illinois. And I did some computer looking up, and she's got a tickets here in Illinois from 1991.
Ooh. Mm.
So how would I go about trying to clear that up or even find out how much she owes, or is there an attorney I could go to or someone to call? You know,
Is her license suspended in Illinois?
Yes, her license is suspended in Illinois. Mm-hmm. From what I can tell by looking at the computer, she probably had a speeding ticket, probably had no driver's license and no insurance.
Oh, boy.
If you wanted to contact a lawyer, with her permission, of course, because she's a grown adult.
How old is your daughter? How old is your daughter, Ron?
40, you know.
Boy.
But, you know, I could get power of attorney to do it here since she's in Florida, but she would never probably get this straightened up, and I don't even know if I can get it straightened up. I don't even know how much it's going to cost. And that's why I was thinking, how would I even go about finding the starting point
is going to be something you're going to have a tough time with. But the starting point is to get an abstract, a copy of her Illinois driving record, and find out on that printout which jurisdictions have an issue with her. The lawyers that work locally in this side of the river, in the Belleville and Edwardsville and those kinds of places, have very good relationships. This thing is so old. It's older than most of the prosecutors. So
right.
They're probably going to want to just get rid of the thing, but you're going to have a very difficult time even getting through the Illinois Secretary of State. So you contact, if you have your own lawyer, contact the lawyer. If you want the name of somebody, you can give me an email. I'll get you somebody, and maybe they can puzzle this together. I don't know why this bothers you, other than it's embarrassing for the family name, or you're just OCD and you want to clean up a mess that's been sitting in the garage for 20 years.
Well, I think she needs her license back, but I'm, you know, well,
Is she nearly as concerned about this as you are?
Heck no.
See, that's the problem.
Is her Florida license
suspended? Do you think somebody ought to have a driver's license if they wanted to, you know, and if I'm here in Illinois, and Illinois is what's holding up her getting her license
holding up her Florida license. Boy, how does she survive without a driver's license?
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously.
I'll tell you how she's driving without one.
She's probably driving without
one. She can end up in the penitentiary.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
What I don't get is why his daughter is not just completely upset and doing all this herself. But that's another matter.
Yeah, well, that's stuff for therapy. Legally, you send me an email, I'll get you some names of some people over there, and they can start hacking away at this and make the department or the Secretary of State over there happy in Springfield. That'll make the courts give a compliance notice to Florida, and then she can get her Florida license. Then she can go get a DWI or driving while suspended or something once you fix this.
Ron, do you know Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I'll send you an email, and that's what I wanted.
I'll get you some names.
In Edwardsville, I could maybe go to the Secretary of State, get this started, and say, look, you owe, in order to clear it up, you owe this much money.
Yeah, and she's going to have to be involved in that, at least so that she doesn't come back later and say, I never said it was okay to look in my
driver's license. Doesn't sound like that. I bet she doesn't sound anything like that.
Would I have to get a power of attorney from her to start this or not?
No, didn't anything that formal.
How old is she?
We've already said
she's 40.
You
should listen to the show.
Does she sound like I said?
Sounds like he says, but she...
Well, look at there. Stuff. Okay.
Anyway, I'll send you...
Anyway.
I'll try to get a name of attorney.
I'll get you somebody.
But is it... So if you have unresolved traffic issues in Illinois and you move to any state in the union, you can't get a license, is that correct?
If you have suspension in any state that belongs to the compact, you're going to have trouble getting a license anywhere.
They'll pull it
There's holdups everywhere. I have people hold
Can
up
you
in
move
North...
to another country and get a license?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah China.
So Illinois can stop every state in the union from getting you a license, but they can't stop Mexico.
That sounds right.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an email, and we'll start with a lawyer. It may be so cost prohibitive that it's not even worth my...
I got a feeling it's not going to be. I think you pay a small fee to an attorney, and I think the right attorney will get this stuff cleaned up, and it won't cost that much.
This is not a big mess. She's not a fugitive. She's just irresponsible.
And I don't know why they didn't issue a warrant for any of these if there's, but it's since 91.
Frank, ask him the question.
I don't know.
All right, Ron, we've got to run. Good luck, Ron.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Man, I'll give you a chance to go there, because the breast thing is only good one time.
So is that right?
It's funny once. You let learn timing.
I do have
comedy timing. Yeah. I know we need to take a break. One more, then we'll take a break. How's that sound? Is that okay? Let me get Jimmy in here. Jimmy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott Sherman, how you doing, sir?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
AMPS.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hallelujah. Following on the traffic question, I was just in a funeral procession today to Jackson Barracks. And we went through several red lights. My question is, there's a couple of people that were very inconsiderate, punching in and out of the line. But my question is, at an intersection, if somebody T-boned one of the people in the procession, whose fault would that be?
The person that T-boned the procession. The
really?
Processions and ambulances and things like that have special dispensations or exemptions from following traffic laws. That's why they have these placards on the flags on there. It gives you a special right that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Okay.
It's like an ambulance or a fire truck.
Awesome.
All right.
Real quick, can I say hi to my mom and dad?
No. What are their names? What are their names?
Ted and Kathy Cage.
No. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's against the FCC.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love you.
No, we're going to edit that out. You know we're going to edit that out, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't understand how this works.
No.
The audience will never hear his parents' names. They'll never hear him say, can I say that? Because we're going to edit it out. Learn, folks, learn. Quick break. We come back. Here are the phone numbers. Scott Sherman is here for you. Julie, please hang on. Everybody else, here, we've got a line or two open. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Or, better yet, most cell phones, *KTRS. You want to break and come back? Let me do a little business here. Either way.
All
right. Let me do this, then we'll break and we'll go back to Scott. This week, we introduced you to MD Health and Wellness. MD as in doctor. MD Health and Wellness. They started with us this week. I was in there yesterday. I spent an hour and a half in there. I did all kinds of stuff. They weighed me. I didn't like that too much. I tried to tell them, these are my 20-pound pants. They didn't buy it. These are my 15-pound shoes. And I finally just decided that I'm kind of done with being, this is about 2 weeks ago, getting ready to bump 250 pounds. That's too much. I am taking HCG. It's an injection. This morning, for the first time in my whole life, I gave myself a shot. You just grab a little chunk of belly fat, and I got plenty of that. Just put in a little needle the size of a hair, push the syringe, and boom, HCG, which is a fat burner. So that as you're on this low-calorie diet, you also burn fat and not muscle. It's kind of complicated, but it's one of the things they do at MD Health and Wellness. Here's the other thing they do a lot of, and that place was busy yesterday. It's a little place on St. Charles Rock Road, a clinic. It's not a big, fancy, expensive, showy clinic, but Well, there's some wonderful people in there. Annie, who worked with me yesterday, who sat and went through all of this with me, is one of the things they do a lot of is testosterone replacement. And for women, bioidentical hormone replacement. This is a huge, huge business, and for good reason. You've all heard commercial low T. Gentlemen, if you have low T, and then they go on and on about some of the symptoms, and there are lots of them. There are lots of symptoms, and there are lots of things that having your testosterone level increased, a lot of those things will go away, and a lot of stuff in life, your life gets better. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert on any of this. And by the way, as one of their brochures says, one size doesn't fit all. So for what works for me might not work for you. We're completely different people. But what I would say to you is this. Gentlemen, let's start with men. MD Health and Wellness will give you, they'll take a read on your testosterone level. It's a simple blood test. They draw a little blood, and they'll tell you your testosterone level. And it won't cost you anything. Ladies, because you're women, things are more complicated. You're looking at, I don't know, I think it's $70 to go in. It's a $300 fee anywhere else to talk to you about bioidentical hormone replacement. And ask any woman who knows anything at all about this stuff what a difference this can make. Especially women have to go through that menopause, I hate to say it, that horrible thing. I mean, and their hormones get all screwed up. And men, my goodness, whether you realize it or not, you start losing testosterone, I think, too young in life. I think you shouldn't start losing testosterone if you're a man until you're like 70. Unfortunately, about 40. Starts around 40. And then your testosterone level just slowly declines. And your quality of life also can decline. Some levels are more rapid in decline than others, and some slower. It's all, again, about who you are in your particular situation. The potential benefits of testosterone, more energy, increased bone density, you reduce your risk of obesity and diabetes, so your metabolism is increased. It's just, meet with them. Just go talk to them. A very impressive group of people. I've known one of the doctors involved with this for over 30 years. It's MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. They're on St. Charles Rock Road. I'll give you the number, but you're in the car. You probably can't remember it, or the website, but I got that taken care of. 314-770-2334. That's 770-2334. MD Health and Wellness. They're in the bioidentical hormone replacement business and the weight loss business and pain management. And you're going to meet some very nice people there. And again, I was impressed with how many people were in there yesterday being helped. It's mdhealthwellness.com or, you know what to do, frankopinion.com, menu, sponsors. They're listed right there. Link you right to their site, MD Health and Wellness.
Meet me.
Tim Weiland's airborne, and he's going to check on traffic for you.
So we do have a couple of accidents. The first one is on eastbound Olive at 141. You've got another one on Highway 100 east of Highway 109. We're right now flying over 270 and Highway 40. Southbound 270, stop and go from about Page down through, we're going to call it south of the Clayton Road overpass. It's sluggish from that point through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 was heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that was heavy from Grand out through McCausland. You're also slow Clayton Morrison through Highway 270. Westbound Highway 44, that's slowing as you approach Grand out through Southwest. And eastbound 44, it's jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Pimps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or reoccurring projects? Account Pimps Salaried Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountPimps.com. Account Pimps, a Robert Half company. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the Armed Forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS. The fifth caller right now at 314-969-5877 and register for your chance to see Jerry Lewis at the Family Arena.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service. windowworld.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free info can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free info at 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. Call now. 1-800-684-5585.
Are you struggling right now to lose weight? Well, now you can drop those extra pounds for free. That's right, free. With Beachbody On Demand, a breakthrough new service that lets you stream hundreds of the world's best-selling fitness programs right to your computer or even your smartphone. And Beachbody is letting the first 3 million people sign up for free. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. And you can get ripped doing P90X, get crazy results with Insanity, or lift your booty with Brazil Butt Lift. You can even try the 21-Day Fix, Body Beast, or Pio, and lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, even 25 pounds without spending a nickel. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
This is a life-changing message of freedom for anyone who uses medical oxygen and is tired of being held captive by a heavy oxygen tank. Now there's a lightweight, portable oxygen concentrator that gives you the freedom and independence to go wherever you want, whenever you want, without dragging around a heavy oxygen tank. It's the revolutionary Inogen 1 G3, and right now you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-700-0141. Not only is its advanced design incredibly lightweight, the Inogen 1 G3 also creates its own oxygen, so you never run out, with no heavy tank to refill or replace. Even better, you can add a double battery to enjoy up to 9 full hours of freedom and mobility. The Inogen 1 G3 is FAA approved too, so you can finally travel again. Give yourself the freedom to go anywhere you want. Call now for your risk-free 30-day trial. 1-800-700-0141. That's 1-800-700-0141.
Applicable for purchase only. Restocking fee may apply.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
On the side of the law.
Yeah, no.
On that
that's
side
fit your voice.
Of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
We'll jump right back in because we don't have a lot of time. Let's get Julie in here. Julie, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Julie.
My daughter lives in St. Louis and had a few parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid them. She paid them. I paid them. We paid them. Anyway, we got a notice. Anyway, it says Circuit Court of City of St. Louis, notice of proposed class action.
I was just going to say the parking tickets are the next thing. There was the red light camera scam, and now there's the parking ticket deal. Apparently, they were double and triple billing people for the amount of time, and I think there was a lawsuit about that. If you got a notice of it, you could be a member of the class. If you have a local lawyer, have them look at it. I don't know as much about it as I'd like, but I heard something about it. So as long as she's not the defendant, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it says a cash benefit equal to 75% of the total amount of the warrant recall fees. Mm-hmm. So what is a warrant recall fee?
When they put out a warrant, it's $100 or you go to jail. And you have to post $100 in order to get that off of yourself so you don't go to jail. That would be a warrant recall fee.
Hey,
so,
Julie, how old is your daughter?
Oh, she's 23 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is...
She was in college at Webster.
And not only is the...
And it was all those, you know, parking on Wednesday, 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
With all the things that St. Louis has is a difficulty to get people to spend money downtown, like people getting shot in the head down in Washington Avenue and stuff. The worst thing about doing business in the city of St. Louis is the way they gouge you for every time you go to a baseball game, a hockey game, try to go to the courthouse. It's a ridiculous joke, this parking ticket scam. And I hope that they shut that down or at least make it more user-friendly. It's awful. And it makes people who live here not want to do business anywhere near the city. When it is safe.
Now, Julie, does that help you?
It absolutely does.
Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate
it. Thank you for your service.
What's interesting to me, none of these adult kids are bothering to call.
No.
It's their mommies and daddies.
Every call today.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Every call has been somebody, my kid's 40.
Frank, the entitlement generation. I mean, you wonder why there's so many problems. You've got people who are grown-ups, probably have their own kids, from an entitlement generation.
And I get it. I have kids. You don't want to see your kid. But my goodness, the only way you really ever learn is sometimes you got to pay a price.
Otherwise, you become an enabler, and then they expect you to jump in every time they're in some sort of trouble.
Never going to change. Greg, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good, Greg.
Another quick question. It's all traffic today. The tow trucks that are responding to accidents, what is their rules? Because for the past month or so, I've seen these guys just flying down like Manchester on a Saturday with their lights going. So what rules do they have?
Greg, don't get mad at me. But what I need to do, I need to jump to get one more call about somebody with a personal issue. Do you understand where I'm coming from here?
Yeah, that's fine.
I thank you for listening. I'm glad you called, but I really want to help somebody who's got a personal issue. So thank you for understanding. That's my kind of guy. He get mad, he gets it. Let's go to Scott. Scott, say hi to another Scott. Scott Sherman.
Hey. Good afternoon, Scott Sherman.
Hi.
My question is more preventative. I train and own protection dogs. I have my property fully fenced in. I have electronic gates to access the property. I have had a couple issues recently where FedEx has jumped my fence to deliver a package to me. My question to you is, do I put up anything regarding the protection animals or not?
Well, if the dogs have...
Why not?
I mean...
Why not?
Yeah, or just say, all deliveries to be made here. Do not come on the premises.
The only reason I ask is I was told that if I acknowledge that my dogs will bite, that my liability is greater.
That, you know, I was going to say, don't put up one about dangerous dog or anything like that, because that sort of indicates the one bite rule has already occurred, and that is in Missouri, a dog, no matter what its breed, is allowed to take a free bite before you have to warn the public that the dog is a danger. What I'd rather say is restrict the ability of whoever it is, especially someone who's doing commercial business, from access to your property. Leave the dogs out. Pretend you have, I don't know, plutonium on your property. Don't give them that it's dangerous there. Just say, you're not allowed to go here. You know, there are places in this town where businesses that have a security guard at that front of that place. You're not allowed to go into their property, not because there's anything dangerous there, but because they don't want people going past the security guard.
Okay.
So that restrict their access, but don't. It has nothing to do with your dogs.
Okay, very good. That makes me feel a lot better.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening. Maestro, theme music, please. Maestro, wake up. Maestro, Bruce, hey. Bruce. Nap time for Bruce.
On the side of the law.
All right.
On that side.
We did it again,
law.
I believe. Scott, thank you.
Right. Frank, thank you so much.
Give them, and they can find this at our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMThePM. They can find it at frankopinion.com on the sponsor page. But you're not a sponsor, but it's there anyway. Give them your email address.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. And ambulance drivers have to obey the rules of the road.
All right. Give it up, Scott Sherman, everybody.
Tow truck driver.
Do I need to ask what I said? Break. Do I need to break for traffic here?
Yes,
you want me to do that? All right, quick traffic check here, and next thing you know, it'll be Playhouse time. Tim Weiland, what are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I am looking at westbound 70 drivers. You are slowing now from Shreve out through Jennings Station Road. Also from Highway 270 through Highway 94, you have eastbound 40 drivers stacking up now at Timberlake Manor. Westbound 44, that jams up from about the Compton Overpass, goes out through Hampton. And then eastbound 270 slowing McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Wix.com. A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Go to Wix.com now and create your stunning website today. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Enjoy a taste of Greece this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Babu. Join me for some delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlouisgreekfest.com for more information. Whoop-a!
Call May at Subway. Get a free delicious 6-inch breakfast sandwich when you buy any sandwich before 9 a.m., making May the best month ever. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.